Hello. Let's open with one of the standout albums of last year from American saxophonist Kamasi Washington's triple album, The Epic. You may have caught some of the tracks we played a few weeks ago from his debut UK performance, and if you're quick off the mark, you can still hear it on the BBC iPlayer. And here is Kamasi Washington with The Rhythm Changes.
Happens, I'm here.
rhythm changes with orchestra, glorious voices, the lead vocal of Patrice Quinn, who co-wrote the lyric to that piece with tenor man and leader Kamasi Washington. We also heard solos from Ryan Porter on trombone, Igmar Thomas on trumpet, and Cameron Graves on keyboards. Next up, one of the leading lights of a new crop of talented musicians emerging from South Africa is pianist Bokani Dyer, who releases an exciting album full of variety, and it reveals a giant musical talent. There are voices, influences from R&B, and a diverse catalogue of musical approaches that all fuse together in a singular voice full of the sounds of South Africa. He features his sextet here on a composition which, as Bokani explains, when something out of the ordinary happens or big news is received, in the Setswana language, they call each other Motho wa Modimo, person of God.
Thank you.
pianist Bokani Dyer and Motho Wa Modimo featuring guitarist Keenan Arends on music that has shades of the late South African piano great Bekkie Mseleku. Next up, songwriter Hoagy Carmichael, responsible for such gems in the musical canon as Stardust, Georgia on My Mind, and Skylark. A great friend of musicians like trumpeters Bix Beiderbecke and lifelong friend Louis Armstrong, his songs have been vehicles for vocalists and instrumentalists in jazz, as well as some of the most enduring pieces of music. Here is Branford Marsalis on tenor saxophone with veteran bassist Milt Hinton and Jeff Tane Watts on drums with one of my favorite readings of The Nearness of You. Branford Marsalis from the album Trio GP and The Nearness of You. Well, now it's to a new release from Glaswegian drummer Corey Dick. I remember Corey a few years back as a contestant in the Young Scottish Jazz Musician of the Year competition when he was but a mere 16 and being very impressed by how musical he was at such a tender age. Well, now the drummer has come of age with an album produced by recent jazz lineup guest, the flautist and composer Finn Peters, and it reveals a musician with a gift for composition and leadership. The album also features BBC Radio 3 new generation jazz artist Laura Jerd on trumpet and vocalist Alice Zawadzki, who takes care of the narration on the album opener, Saw.
Before sleep, I bring my blanket up under my chin. Limbs tense and teeth clenched. Maybe some warmth will come of it. Only recently I realized the cold doesn't come from the outside. Loses his touch with you around, and it's then that I know my seasons come from within. Is it you or is it me? Perhaps there's no difference between you and me. For when we're parted, my dreams are of tiny bulbs and seeds caught in a frost. But when you're with me, spring and summer billow into my heart, as well as the finer shades of autumn. So I smile at the glowing speckled warmth of your chest on my back and every hair of yours dipped in sugar. Thank you. once outside. Bottles will rattle. A fine rain will envelop the landscape in melancholy. But within us, a fire is raging. And it's red and orange and yellow, and it's hotter than the sun. And on this fire, a feast will be cooked. The world will be warmed and iron melted to suit our needs. I can see the fire sometimes. It's right there in the hot blue of your eyes.
Saw from drummer Corey Dick, with solos from pianist Matt Robinson and tenor man George Crowley. The album is called Impossible Things and utilizes vocals throughout for song, chorus and narration, as you heard from Alice Zawadzki. Corey is a founder member of the Chaos Collective with pianist Elliot Galvin and Laura Jerd, and the album is released on the Chaos Collective label. On FM, online and on digital radio, this is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, and stay tuned, is still to come on today's show, a special BBC Introducing concert performance by Trio HSK, recorded at the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival. Well, next up, a report from Radio 3's Alan Shipton, who was at the recent European Jazz Network conference in Hungary, where he came across a diverse range of local jazz musicians. Let's join Alan at the event to tell us more.
I'm at the Budapest Music Centre, which is buzzing with excitement about a special series of showcase concerts featuring contemporary Hungarian music. This is the European Jazz Network Conference, where festival promoters from all over Europe gather to hear the latest sounds in order to programme their events over the coming years. First up, the music of the Modern Art Orchestra, playing Luna Dance by saxophonist Krzysztof Bakcsó. The composer of this piece, Krzysztof Bakcsó, left Budapest to study at Berklee School of Music at Boston in the United States, and also to work in Paris. But now, as well as working with his own quartet here in Hungary, he plays and writes for the Modern Art Orchestra.
I'm playing in this beautiful and great Modern Art Orchestra, and I had the chance to write a whole album for them and to record and produce. So it was a lot of work, like 3 years or something like that, to write and produce and everything, and I like it a lot. I think it's a nice music.
When you come to do your own albums, are you largely writing your own music for those?
Yeah. For example, my first album was, I wanted to do a quartet without harmony, so without piano or guitar, and I was studying a lot counterpoint and that kind of techniques, and I was really interested to write music for that setup and also to try to improvise with these elements.
Now tonight you've been working with one of the great guitarists.
Yeah, his name is Gábor Gádó, and I got a lot of influences from him. It's always a pleasure to play his music. It's a big challenge because he knows everything and he's hearing everything in his head, and if you cannot match with it, then it's difficult. What is interesting, because this album is not really well known, or also the critics stated it, like so much, but I think this is one of the best album of him is called Modern Dances, and he rearranged some old Hungarian dance music, like from the communist period of Hungary. I think it's very deep.
Modern Dances for the Advanced in Age by the guitarist Gábor Gárdo and his band, exploring material drawn from traditional Hungarian music. Now that was very much the basis too for the concert by saxophonist Mihály Borbay and his quartet. He played in the UK about 10 years or so ago in the Hungarian project with bassist Arni Somogyi. But back here in Budapest, he's something of a local hero, playing a very distinctive East European instrument, the tarragato. On his current album of Hungarian-inspired music, he features it on pieces such as Attila Zola's famous Hungarian Jazz Rhapsody. Gábor Gárdo and the Modern Art Orchestra are all being featured in the new concert hall here at the Budapest Music Centre, a space created when a crumbling residential building was resurrected by director László Gott by restoring the buildings into cafes and meeting spaces and roofing over the central courtyard to make the hall. Here's the centre's Georgi Valner.
László had the very simple idea that we cover it and that it will be the concert hall. Of course, everybody, including me, told that that's stupid. There will be no acoustic and so on. And he told me and us, don't worry, we will make it. And it's so that acoustically, very carefully planned the whole thing. It was, of course, it's covered, this yard, but these bare walls, what you see here, the old stones and bricks, which are from the original walls still, they are impregnated with different materials and so on. So they are now serving the acoustics. Plus, there are special acoustic solutions in order to be this concert hall. At the moment is, and it's not me or us who say it, but musicians and conductors say it, that is one of the best rooms in Budapest for some special, I mean, for chamber music.
And of course, for jazz, it's great for the larger ensembles, but you've got this very special jazz club here as well, which is almost like a Roman theatre. You've got a balcony going all the way around it, and then a marvellous space down on the floor for the bands.
Yeah, it was, you know, László is actually a trombone player, rather was a trombone player. Actually, nowadays, he doesn't have too much time for it. Sometimes he plays still, but not more active anymore, and he also used to teach at the academy. But for him, the jazz club was always something of his dreams.
Thank you. This is one of the bands I've been hearing playing in the Budapest Music Center Jazz Club, and it also recorded an album here. Here's its pianist, Méty Poyar.
This is Grandchok Open Collective. This is a band playing some kind of free improvised music from the 60s, kind of 60s mood.
Yeah, it has a feeling of some of those things that Ornette and Dewey Redman and people like that did, but it's also got a local flavour to it as well.
This music is based on the tradition of Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry also, but it has a really big tradition in Hungary, thanks to György Szabados, who was a Hungarian composer and pianist, and he involved the free jazz in Hungary at the 70s.
And so István Grencsó is somebody who really goes back to that era and has kept the music going in this direction ever since that time.
Yes, you are right. Grencsó is now, I think, the main character in this music, and he's the bass and he's the middle of this circle in Hungary, the free improvised music.
The last of the musicians I'm meeting here in Budapest is keeping a Hungarian tradition alive, violin playing. But with recorded loops, effects and a very unorthodox pizzicato style, Lusa Kézdi is a long way from the classical traditions taught just down the road from here at the Liszt Academy of Music.
I studied classical violin playing. I started when I was 7 and stopped when I was 15, and I didn't want to be a musician. And during the gymnasium years, I tried to improvise a Metallica song, which I heard from the school radio, and the music seemed just a playground. Because I could do what I wanted to do. And I started to play with my playmate. He was a guitarist. That time I started to love the music because it was a playground and it was joy and I enjoyed it. During my classical studies, I didn't enjoy the music very much. It was about the product, not about the happiness or the joy, or not about the playing. So that was the beginning.
Distinctive violin playing of Lusa Kézdi, with bassist David Sheste and drummer Savary Kovács Zsolt. And that ends my visit to the Budapest Music Centre. This is only the tip of the iceberg of a vibrant and busy local music scene, where jazz crosses boundaries from free jazz to folk song, and in every case is firmly rooted in one of Europe's strongest local traditions.
Our thanks to Alan Shipton for that report from the 2015 European Jazz Network Conference in Budapest and for sharing some wonderful music with us. On FM, online and on digital radio, this is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph. Coming up shortly, tonight's concert feature is a BBC introducing performance by progressive jazz outfit Trio HSK, recorded on the Jazz Lineup stage at Glasgow Jazz Festival. BBC Introducing is a platform for supporting unsigned, self-signed and emerging talent. And BBC Introducing now extends to festival stages and gets the talent seen as well as heard. Trio HSK are a contemporary trio who stretch and push their own boundaries into realms that call on their combined influences. Nothing is off the table in terms of inspiration and is the brainchild of Richard Harold on piano, with guitarist Ant Law and Grammy-nominated drummer Richard Cass, who has worked with guitarist John Etheridge and pop starlets The Sugar Babes. The trio came together in 2013, and education is one of the major realities of the improvising musician's resources. It's by no means new to jazz, but is more meaningful today, as many of the conduits to access the music and musicians are now more readily available through the music institutions, where interests in contemporary classical music, electronic music and jazz can and have been fostered. Their regular lineup features Ant Law, but this performance features guest guitarist Graham Stephen, who is recognized as one of the great adventurers on the Scottish music scene as both player and composer. Jazz Lineup's Kevin Legendre was hosting the Jazz Lineup stage. Before we hear tonight's performance, let's join Kevin and the two regular players in the band, pianist Richard Harold and drummer Richard Cass. Kevin started by asking Richard, the drummer, about the fact that Trio HSK seems to be a collective rather than a band led by one musician in particular.
I guess there's definitely room for everybody's input when we're playing, but Rich is the principal. Rich Harold, piano, is the principal composer, and so he has the sort of task of making the music. But then once it's brought into the room, then we tend to have quite a lot of free rein to do things with it, and certainly there's a lot of freedom for our personalities to come out and ideas to come out, as opposed to a sort of sideman gig where you're there to sort of serve the person's tunes, and we have a lot of input, and that's what makes it a lot of fun and very rewarding for me anyway.
That was Richard Cass on drums. Richard Harold on piano.
The process is generally that I'll write a composition and then write some very minimal parts for the drums and guitar. And just allow them to kind of flesh those parts out, if you see what I mean. There are so many things that they'll come up with on their instruments. You know, I wouldn't be able to imagine such creative parts. So that's generally how it works.
So you're giving people an opportunity to express themselves.
Absolutely, yeah.
And this group is a relatively unusual kind of configuration in jazz. Mm-hmm. Instead of it being a standard either guitar or piano trio, it's guitar, piano, drums, no bass. Mm-hmm. Is that just the way that it was supposed to be, or did you specifically want to get away from a group with a bass in it?
Obviously, not having a bass means that we have to be creative about how we sort of deal with the low end. It also kind of frees up a lot of things compositionally. It means, you know, I'm able to do a lot of stuff that I probably wouldn't do if I was playing with a bass player. And it's, yeah, you know, compositionally, it's good to have some restrictions. It kind of encourages creativity, doesn't it? So yeah, I think it's definitely an asset rather than a deficit. Having said that, Ant Law, who usually plays with us, plays on an 8-string, which has two lower strings, so he's right down to a low F. You know, we basically have a bass as well.
It's quite ironic, yet at the same time, it's really interesting. One thing about listening to music without a bass is the fact that you hear the bass in the other instruments.
I never thought about it like that, but I think the one thing that we are always aware of is everybody else's parts. So how to complement if Rich's piano part or the whoever's on guitar, Anna Graham's part. So yeah, with that in mind, kind of a lot of time the bass drum, the interaction or what it does is based on what's going on around it, trying to complement that. So yeah, and thinking about the frequency spectrum and what's going on to fill out the sound, because you don't want a thin sound or a very toppy sound that's not going to sound good to the listener. And I guess what we are trying to go for at certain points at least is quite a lush sound, nice spectrum of tones and textures.
It's very, very diverse, the music. I mean, you can hear all these different influences, not just from jazz, but also from rock, from electronica. So presumably you guys do listen to all kinds of music.
I mean, for me, maybe it doesn't come across that obviously, but writing this music comes out of contemporary classical music, really. That's what I studied. And, you know, there's a lot of the Ligeti piano etudes in there. There's a lot of Pierre Boulez in terms of the harmony. I guess it sounds a bit more like jazz than contemporary classical, but that's, for me, where this music comes from. And yeah, kind of, you know, bringing that to a sort of improvisational jazz setting.
Richard Harold and Richard Cass with insights into their music. Well, let's enjoy their performance now, recorded in a basement pop-up club at Glasgow Jazz Festival on June 27th as part of BBC Introducing. The band feature Richard Harold on piano, Richard Cass on drums, and Graham Stephen on guitar. This is Trio HSK opening with Extrasensory Perception.
Thank you.
Richard Harrod on piano, Richard Cass on drums, Graham Stephen on guitar. That's Trio HSK, ending tonight's concert performance with Espanol, recorded at the 2015 Glasgow Jazz Festival on June the 27th. And for details of all the tracks featured on tonight's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. Now we turn to one of the exciting young experimental musicians based in Paris with Israeli pianist Yaron Herman. His album reveals a musician with eclectic tastes and abilities who combines the folk songs of his native Israel with an improvisational and pianistic assuredness that keeps the listener's attention. This is Every Day. The sound of pianist Yaron Herman with the title track of his Blue Note debut, Every Day. Drummer and fellow Israeli Ziv Ravitz is an equal presence on the recording, and together they investigate with variety, contrast, and creative curiosity. Yaron is an impressive player with shades of the superb Israeli pianist Iden Essen. He's rhythmically strong with attractive harmonic nuances, and he's a giant talent with a lot to say and presents individual music that is engaging and beautiful. Well, back to these shores and a box set from Turtle Records that features, to quote, pioneering British jazz from 1970 to 1971. The albums featured are Outback from English alto saxophonist Mike Osborne, Flight from pianist and now respected jazz educator Howard Riley, and recently departed piano legend John Taylor's debut Pause and Think Again. From John Taylor, this is Pause. Thank you. John Taylor from 1971 with Pause, featuring Kenny Wheeler on trumpets, Dan Saltzman on saxophones, Chris Pine on trombone, Chris Lawrence on bass and Tony Levin on the drums. The Turtle Records box set celebrates a unique golden era in British jazz and marks the first reissue of these spectacular albums. Well, next, from a British institution to a galactic one, pianist and composer Sun Ra, and a new release curated by DJ Giles Peterson and longtime fan. The album is called To Those of Earth and Other Worlds. This is Dreaming by the Cosmic Rays under the leadership of Sun Ra with his orchestra. Bet you weren't expecting that from his regal galacticness, Sun Ra, and Dreaming from the double CD release that delves further into his 125 LP back catalogue and is available on the Strut Records label. Well, it's almost time to sign off on next week's Jazz Lineup. Another chance to hear a BBC introducing set recorded at the 2015 Manchester Jazz Festival featuring Nerea. And also on Radio 3 on Monday is Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, featuring young British tuba player and Sons of Kemet linchpin Theon Cross with his trio recorded at the 2015 London Jazz Festival. Let's turn now to the John Coltrane-inspired sound of a British saxophonist championed by Giles Peterson, Nat Burchill, from his latest album Invocations with Song to the Divine Mother.
Thank you.